Hello, and welcome to another enriching episode of Mindful Family, your go-to podcast where we dive deep into the realms of ecology, agriculture, wellness, and the harmonious balance between nature and human needs. I'm your host, Selena, and today we're embarking on a journey that's rooted in one of the most exciting and transformative movements in modern farming, syntropical farming. But before we get into the fascinating world of syntropy, let me tell you a bit about why this topic is more relevant than ever before, and why it's a crucial conversation for anyone concerned about sustainability, biodiversity, and the future of food production. You see, when we think about farming, the picture that often comes to mind is rows upon rows of crops stretching across vast plains, often monocultures like corn, wheat, or rice, with little biodiversity and a heavy reliance on synthetic fertilizers and pesticides. This conventional agricultural model is something that has been dominating global food production for decades. And while it has led to high yields and seemingly abundant food supplies, it has also contributed to a host of ecological problems, from soil degradation to the loss of biodiversity, and from greenhouse gas emissions to the contamination of water sources. You see, when we think about farming, the picture that often comes to mind is rows upon rows of crops stretching across vast plains, often monocultures like corn, wheat, or rice, with little biodiversity and a heavy reliance on synthetic fertilizers and pesticides. This conventional agricultural model is something that has been dominating global food production for decades. And while it has led to high yields and seemingly abundant food supplies, it has also contributed to a host of ecological problems, from soil degradation to the loss of biodiversity, and from greenhouse gas emissions to the contamination of water sources. But what if there was another way? A way that embraces diversity, works with natural systems rather than against them, and offers a path to truly regenerative farming practices? That's exactly where syntropical farming comes in. So, buckle up as we dive into this revolutionary approach to agriculture, its principles, its history, and how it holds the potential to not only restore ecosystems, but also feed our growing population in a way that enhances rather than depletes the planet's resources. So, in more concrete terms, what does this look like? Imagine a multi-layered system where you have fruit trees towering above, shade-tolerant crops growing beneath them, and root vegetables growing in the soil below. And then, amidst this rich tapestry of plant life, you might have chickens roaming the land, providing natural pest control while their droppings enrich the soil with essential nutrients. This kind of arrangement not only ensures that every inch of the land is used effectively, but also that the system as a whole becomes self-sustaining over time. Let me give you an example to really visualize this. Picture a plot of land about 1 acre in size. In conventional farming, you might dedicate this entire acre to a single crop. Let's say, soybeans. You'd likely need to till the soil, which can lead to erosion over time, and you'd probably rely on chemical fertilizers to keep the soil fertile and pesticides to ward off pests. In syntropic farming, however, you might start by planting a mixture of fast-growing species like bananas, or cassava, alongside slower-growing hardwood trees. In the meantime, you'd interplant herbs, vegetables, and leguminous plants to fix nitrogen in the soil and add diversity. As the bananas mature, they provide shade for other plants that thrive in lower light. And as you harvest the bananas, you continue to add organic material back into the soil, maintaining its fertility without synthetic inputs. The most significant difference here is that syntropical systems aim to increase biodiversity and improve the health of the soil over time. Whereas conventional farming often depletes resources and demands constant human intervention to remain productive, syntropical systems are designed to become more productive as they mature. In fact, it's said that a mature syntropic farm can reach a state of abundance where it requires little to no external inputs. Now, you might wonder, how can this be quantified? What are the numbers here? Well, one of the core metrics we look at in syntropic farming is biomass production, or how much organic matter the system is able to generate. In a well-functioning syntropic farm, biomass can increase year over year by as much as 50%, meaning that every year, the system is producing more leaves, branches, roots, and crops. This organic matter is key to maintaining soil fertility and ensuring long-term sustainability. In contrast, conventional farming systems often see a decline in soil organic matter over time, necessitating the use of external fertilizers. To truly understand syntropical farming, we need to explore its origins. The concept was pioneered by a Swiss-Brazilian farmer and researcher named Ernst Gutsch. Gutsch's journey began in the 1980s, when he moved to Brazil to work on degraded farmland that was nearly beyond recovery. Through trial and error, Gutsch developed a method of farming that was inspired by natural ecosystems and aimed at regenerating the soil and increasing biodiversity. His approach was simple, yet revolutionary. Rather than fighting against nature, why not collaborate with it? Over the years, Gutsch's methods have gained widespread recognition for their effectiveness in turning degraded land into fertile, productive ecosystems. His work was heavily influenced by the principles of agroecology, which emphasizes the importance of working with natural processes to improve the health of agricultural systems. However, Gutsch took this idea a step further by focusing on the concept of succession, the natural process by which ecosystems evolve and develop over time. Succession is key to understanding syntropic farming. In a natural forest, for example, you start with pioneer species, plants that are hardy and fast-growing, like grasses and shrubs. These plants help stabilize the soil and create conditions that allow more complex species to take root. As the ecosystem matures, you begin to see the emergence of taller trees, more shade-loving plants, and eventually, a fully functioning forest with multiple layers of vegetation, each supporting the other. In syntropic farming, the goal is to mimic this process by carefully selecting plants that will thrive at different stages of the system's development. So, what are the guiding principles of syntropical farming? While there are many nuances, the core ideas can be broken down into a few key points. Diversity over monoculture. Syntropic systems are designed to be diverse, with multiple species of plants and animals coexisting in the same space. This diversity not only makes the system more resilient, but also ensures that the various elements support each other. For example, one plant might provide shade for another, while animals might help with pest control or fertilization. Succession. As we just discussed, syntropic farming mimics the natural process of ecological succession. This means that different plants are introduced at different stages of the system's development, with pioneer species being gradually replaced by more complex species as the system matures. Mulching and biomass production. A key part of syntropic farming is the constant production and cycling of biomass. Rather than removing organic matter from the system, everything is recycled back into the soil. This is often achieved through techniques like chop-and-drop mulching, where plants are pruned and their leaves and branches are left on the ground to decompose, enriching the soil. No-till farming. Unlike conventional farming, which often involves tilling the soil to prepare it for planting, syntropic farming avoids disturbing the soil as much as possible. This helps to preserve the delicate balance of microorganisms and prevents erosion. Minimizing external inputs. One of the ultimate goals of syntropic farming is to create a system that is self-sustaining. This means relying on natural processes to maintain fertility, control pests, and manage water, rather than using synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, or irrigation systems. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that syntropical farming offers a powerful alternative to the conventional agricultural model. By mimicking natural ecosystems and fostering diversity, syntropic farms can regenerate degraded landscapes, sequester carbon, and produce abundant nutrient-rich food. The road to widespread adoption may be long, but the potential rewards are immense, not just for farmers, but for the planet as a whole. Thank you for joining me today on Mindful Families Podcast. I hope this deep dive into syntropical farming has inspired you to think differently about how we grow food and care for the land. Until next time, stay curious and keep nurturing the world around you.